Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're delving into the profound wisdom shared in the book The Nine Types of Leaders by James Ashton. The Nine Types of Leaders by James Ashton is a comprehensive guide that explores different leadership styles and their impact on organizations. The book provides readers with an in-depth analysis of nine distinct leadership types, their characteristics, strengths, weaknesses, and how they can be effectively utilized in various professional settings. Ashton takes readers on a journey through each leadership style, offering real-life examples and practical strategies for developing and enhancing leadership skills. The book is divided into nine chapters, each dedicated to a specific leadership type. Ashton delves into the characteristics of each type, including the visionary, the strategist, the executor, the innovator, the coach, the diplomat, the steward, the analyst, and the maverick. Each chapter provides insights into the mindset, behaviors, and decision-making processes of these leaders, and how they can positively or negatively impact their teams and organizations. Themes and writing style. One of the main themes explored in the Nine Types of Leaders is the importance of understanding and embracing different leadership styles. Ashton emphasizes that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to leadership and that effective leaders must be adaptable and capable of leveraging their strengths to meet the needs of their teams and organizations. The book also highlights the significance of self-awareness and continuous personal development in becoming a successful leader. James Ashton's writing style is engaging and accessible, making complex leadership concepts easily understandable for readers of all backgrounds. He combines theoretical frameworks with real-life examples, anecdotes, and case studies to illustrate the impact of various leadership styles in different situations. The author's approach is practical, providing readers with actionable strategies and recommendations for cultivating their own leadership skills. Now, let's explore a summary of each chapter in the book. Chapter 1, Alpha Leaders Are Charismatic, Dedicated Monarchs. In this chapter, James Ashton discusses the first type of leader, alpha leaders. Alpha leaders are charismatic, devoted monarchs who oversee large corporations with expansive portfolios. One such example is Peter Brabeck-Letmathe. Although they have a reputation for being conceited, they also have a long-term outlook and are dedicated to their goals. Under Brabeck-Letmathe's direction, Nestlé created the Nespresso coffee maker, now a standard in homes and workplaces. These executives, who frequently remain with a single company for decades, are competitive and dedicated to the long term. But as corporate empires lose their allure and globalization wane, the alpha era is drawing to an end. Alpha leaders must release their hold and learn to work together more in the modern workplace. Maintaining their position while keeping up with modern business practices requires delegating, listening to stakeholders and customers. Chapter 2, Fixer Leaders Are the Tough Superheroes You Need in a Crisis. Here, Ashton explains that fixer leaders are crucial in times of crisis, as seen in the case of Dame Moya Green, who was hired to save Royal Mail from collapse. These leaders are quick to act and take risks, often tackling seemingly hopeless situations. They are often needed when a company faces an existential threat, such as a failed infrastructure or a disappearing customer base. Fixers are skilled at simplifying complex matters and identifying pressure points, while focusing on success. Examples include Sir Christopher Bland, who became chairman of BT when the company struggled with £28 billion debt. Fixers prioritize success over employee feelings and may even cut wages or jobs if necessary. Chapter 3, Seller Leaders Are Adept Communicators Who Understand Customers. In this chapter, Ashton focuses on the seller leaders. Seller leaders are skilled communicators who understand customers and have transformed their careers. Sidney Torrell, a former salesman at Eli Lilly, used his experience to become Lilly's chief executive. Torrell's thorough understanding of the company's product range and ability to communicate with customers transformed him into a leader. The rise of the service industry has led to a new breed of sellers, who are skilled communicators and have overcome their greatest liability, being typecast. To rise through the ranks, sellers must diversify their skill set and demonstrate resilience, confidence, and persuasiveness. Toral's financial solutions made his agricultural division sustainable and demonstrated his value as a leader in a crowded marketplace influenced by social media. Chapter 4, Founder Leaders Are Driven Visionaries Who Thrive on a Challenge. Here, Ashton explains that founder leaders are visionaries who thrive on challenges and are often sought after by the media for their antics and success. They have a unique blend of creativity, unconventionality, and risk-taking, often attracting followers and fans. However, behind their fame and wealth lies their passion for their products. Founders often launch startups due to their clear vision and emotional investment, making it difficult for them to move on when the time is right. Once a business is established, founders excel in innovation, not just running a well-functioning business machine. Their stories capture the popular imagination and keep them on the throne even when lucrative buyout options are on the table. Chapter 5, Scion Leaders Continue Family Legacies. Ashton explains that Jean-François Decaux, a co-founder of J.C. Decaux, inherited the company's success in 1982 but had to make business calls from a payphone in Hamburg. He learned German and went to expand the company into neighboring countries, eventually becoming its co-chief executive. As a scion, he inherits the opportunity to continue building the legacy of his parents and grandparents. They acquire vast historical knowledge and guide their business strategies, injecting fresh perspectives into the business and supporting longevity. However, their stubbornness can be a liability in the contemporary market. Embracing their role as a company heir and learning from their predecessors can earn a reputation as a great leader, not just someone with a famous name. Chapter 6, Lover Leaders Combine Deep Industry Knowledge with Passion. Ashton stated that lover leaders are individuals who combine deep industry knowledge with passion, making them ideal promoters of their businesses. They are authentic, believe in their cause, and communicate their message with potential customers or stakeholders, making them captivated. Lover leaders often become leaders after transforming a hobby into a successful career, making them sound and loyal. They have a rich background in their industry, which is invaluable for decision makers. To become a leader, a lover must prove that their enthusiasm enhances business performance and manage their passion, especially in a crisis. By doing so, they provide a company with an endless source of energy that inspires and motivates its workers. Chapter 7, Campaigner Leaders Look Beyond Profit and Performance to Create Positive Change. Here, Ashton explained that campaigner leaders, like AJ Banga, are driven by their mission to create positive change beyond profit and performance. They use their companies as platforms for social and environmental impact, partnering with governments and international development organizations to tailor financial programs to local populations. Banga's MasterCard rolled out 750 financial inclusion programs across 80 countries, gaining 500 million new customers under his leadership. When founders are also campaigners, they can make social impact a core value of their company, like Patagonia, which donates 1% of all sales to environmental causes and allows staff to attend climate protests. Smart leaders understand that maximizing profits is no longer enough to attract talented millennials who demand socially conscious and environmentally accountable corporations. Chapter 8, Diplomat Leaders Calmly Navigate Complex and Competing Needs. Ashton explained that diplomat leaders, such as Dame Helen Ghosh, are essential in managing complex and competing needs within organizations. They can balance expert advice against diverse, interested parties, and work to find consensus in decisions. Diplomats, who use advanced listening skills, gather information and evidence from stakeholders, and look for steps that benefit the majority. This ability makes them valuable in workplaces striving for equity. Diplomats may be appointed to positions of authority by their colleagues, such as those of a company's partner and its chief executive. David Sproul, for example, helped negotiate the sale of a share in Arthur Andersen to Deloitte, representing the interests of hundreds of colleagues and partners. Diplomats' light-touch approach fosters collaboration and promotes a shared company identity. Chapter 9, Human Leader. Ashton explains that to become a human leader, then, you need to think about business, the environment, society, and people, all at the same time. This may be tricky, but this is the future. The ninth kind of leaders, human leaders, are focused on the future. Smart with technology and willing to try new things in quickly evolving work settings, they also solve problems really well. They're also skilled at lessening the negative effects their organizations have on society and the environment. Here are some key takeaways to reflect on. To be part of the next generation of leaders, be ready to take on hard challenges. For human leadership, acknowledge the impact of your choices on society, promote sustainability alongside profitability, and commit to inclusivity and clear communication to create a human-centric workplace. That wraps up our exploration of the 9 types of leaders by James Ashton. We hope you found this overview insightful and that it inspires you on your leadership journey. Thank you.